compared between the how the assessments have been designed before and after, I would say, COVID, the fully online end. So what are the aspects in a design, from a design lens?
That's a really good question. I mean, so certainly in the past, there's always been sort of some bit of not quite regurgitation of what's in the module materials, but there's certainly been a bit of that. So in order to make sure that, you know, a decent number of students pass, you know, if say the pass mark is 40%, well, you might say that, you know, there are 30%, 40% of the marks, which are pretty much like regurgitation of module materials. So if students can remember what's in the module materials, they get those marks, they've pretty much passed. And then there are some questions there which are sort of intermediate difficulty, where the students have got to remember some of the module material, but then apply it in some kind of way. So that's a bit trickier. But, and that sort of, you know, takes out the sort of middle set of marks. And then there's some which is they've really got to apply it in a much greater way to get the very top marks. So clearly, in an open book situation, you don't want very many, because ones where it's just regurgitation module materials, because it's just they just search the module materials and there's and give the answer. So you can have some of that, but you've got to have more situations where they have to apply their knowledge. And depending on the subject material, depends on how suitable that is to allow that kind of approach to be deployed. So I think that's the main way. And also what I know is that students have been given less choice. Because so in the past they may have had, say, I don't know, 10 questions, do 3 from 10. So clearly if it's open book, it's much easier to just do, you know, pick your best 3 from 10. So what they might say now is, no, it's 3 from 5. Or it might even be just no choice, do all 3. Yeah. In areas that students find normally more difficult. So that's the other way, is you reduce the amount of choice down.
Yeah.
And give them less time to do it and make them apply their knowledge. So there's a number of different factors you can sort of bring to bear to reduce the student marks down overall, because you would expect them to get higher if it was not sort of open book nature.
So we talked about technology, and if it's intrusive, non-intrusive, and the student's voice and ethics. What about the teacher, the educator?